Afghan authorities say they may have missed a chance to arrest as many as 6 former leaders of the Taliban. The former justice minister and other officials tried to negotiate their own surrender starting a week ago. Some of them actually met face-to-face with officials of the new Afghan government in Kandahar, but then were allowed to walk away. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in the city of Kandahar. Steve, what happened here?
Robert, Afghan officials say they received messages from several Taliban leaders now in hiding in different locations. Some of them are just outside the city here. Some were out in the countryside, we're told. A couple of them may be across the border from southern Afghanistan in Pakistan. And from these places in hiding, they sent messages in, said they wanted to negotiate their surrender. And some of them, at least, came into the city of Kandahar to do their negotiating in person with Afghan government officials here in the city. Now, the two sides were never able to reach terms. The fugitives essentially wanted amnesty from any future prosecution from being arrested by Afghanistan or by the United States. The Afghan authorities said, "We really have no interest in arresting you right now. We promise not to arrest you right now and essentially let you return to your homes, but we cannot promise you what might happen in the future." And so they never reached terms. And also the Afghan authorities, with these fugitives sitting right there in their offices or wherever these meetings took place, never picked them up, never had them arrested. They simply went back to their hiding places.
And they, the Taliban, as I understand it, included not just the Minister of Justice, but 2 deputy cabinet secretaries and also the commander of Taliban military forces in the east of the country. These presumably would all be people the United States would want to have in custody and interrogate.
Oh, yeah, and some officials in the United States may be wondering why they weren't. Now, you were told U.S. military officials met today with Kandahar's governor. We do not know if this specific subject came up in that meeting, but we do know that the U.S. wants to arrest more Taliban leaders. And the top U.S. general, General Richard Myers, speaking to reporters at the Pentagon this week, addressed kind of an early garbled version of this report of these surrender negotiations. And Myers said that if Afghan authorities are able to arrest any top Taliban leaders, we expect them, he said, to be turned over to the United States. Now we have a situation where the Afghans at least had an opportunity to make some arrests, and the arrests weren't made, and of course the leaders were not turned over.
But when confronted with what happened in their interviews or negotiations with these Taliban leaders, do the Afghans who are now in charge say they did something wrong, admit error, or do they just say, no, this is our policy?
No, they're not saying there's a policy here. In fact, what they're saying is that they had a bigger plan here in mind. An advisor to Kandahar's governor told reporters today, Robert, that these surrender negotiations were part of an effort to get even bigger leaders captured. And the advisor said he's upset that the news of these negotiations was out because this might have ruined an opportunity to use these Taliban leaders in some way to give up perhaps Mullah Omar or Osama bin Laden, tell where the locations are of some of their colleagues who are also still in hiding. So he's suggesting that there was some kind of a sting operation or information trading going on. Now, we cannot confirm that. U.S. officials have not said yet if they might have known of such an arrangement. So we do not know if this is just a story the Afghans are telling to explain an embarrassment, or if they really were close, as they are suggesting, to finding some far more senior Taliban officials such as Mullah Omar.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Steve Inskeep speaking to us from Kandahar in Afghanistan.